This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chuku. Union Minister for Parliamentary Affairs and Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju yesterday visited the Arunachal Pradesh Pavilion at the 44th India International Trade Fair held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. He interacted with the entrepreneurs and expressed his admiration for the state's vibrant display, embodying the essence of Arunachal creativity, resilience and cultural pride. The Arunachal Pradesh Pavilion at the IITF 2025 has also garnered attention for its stunning display of Arunachal's exquisite orchids, a testament to the state's incredible biodiversity and its commitment to preserving its natural heritage. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak, today handed over a NIPCO CSR-sponsored school bus to the Oju Welfare Association and flagged off it off from Raj Bhavan in Itanagar. Underscoring that Arunachal Pradesh does not have large industries of its own, the Governor shared that the state looks towards the power corporations for meaningful CSR support. He expressed hope that NIPCO will continue to champion projects that benefit institutions working tirelessly for children with special needs. The governor personally took the initiative to facilitate the bus for Oju Mission School under NIPCO's Corporate Social Responsibility Program. The governor, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, has condoled the demise of former member of the State Legislative Assembly, Punji Mara. He said that in the passing away of Mr. Mara, the state has lost a compassionate lawmaker who devoted his life to uplifting the downtrodden and working tirelessly for the betterment of the society. He added that his sincere service, unwavering dedication and steadfast commitment to the welfare of the people will always be remembered with profound respect and gratitude. The State Election Commission of Arunachal Pradesh yesterday organized a consultative meeting with all the political parties' representatives. Rinchin Tashi, State Election Commissioner, reminded all representatives of various political parties that they are the central pillar of any democratic election process and therefore their roles are vital. He requested all the political parties to be aware and well acquainted with all such model code of conduct, procedures, instructions and guidelines issued by State Election Commission from time to time. Further, he appealed to political parties to train their functionaries, particularly polling agents and counting agents, about their roles and responsibilities before they are deployed to the polling stations, so as to facilitate smooth conduct of polls at their respective stations. Taru Talo, Secretary State Election Commission, requested to cooperate with the election machineries in order to have a peaceful election of local bodies across the state. The third edition of the Arunachal Rang Mahotsav International Theatre Festival, supported by the Government of Arunachal Pradesh and the Department of Tourism, is set to begin on November 23 till 6 December at the DK Convention Centre. The festival will showcase 9 local plays, 11 global productions, 7 celebrity-led and invited plays and 4 productions from leading schools of drama, establishing itself as a major cultural event in the Northeast. Around 300 people, including actors, designers, technicians and production teams, have contributed to this year's edition. The festival's strength lies in its 9 local productions featuring around 135 young actors from across Arunachal Pradesh. Workshops led by Indian and international experts will run alongside the performances. The second edition of the late Tako Dabu Memorial Football Tournament 2025 concluded yesterday at the Dying Erring Memorial Football Stadium in Nari. Minister of Rural Development and Panchayati Raj Ojinta Singh attended the closing ceremony. The minister expressed hope that this annual tournament will continue to uphold the ideals of late Tako Dabu, nurture emerging sports talents and strengthen the shared commitment towards building a progressive, united and harmonious society. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.